Hey, what are you seeing from the Patriots on tape? They were fairly uneven through most of December. Then they played really well against Jacksonville. And then last week, how do you gauge what you saw off of last week's game in the last month from the Patriots?
I just kind of look at the whole body of work, the whole season. And then you got to take into account, you know, their history. But, you know, they're obviously an elite team in this league, premier team. I think they played at a very high level all year. Tons of weapons across the board, and, you know, huge challenge.
Your team has had so many narrow losses against good teams with basically there were preventable errors that could have changed the outcomes. Have you guys learned from that? Have you moved forward from that, or do you think it's still something that remains to be seen as if it's put into the rearview mirror?
Well, every week's a new week, you know, so, you know, it remains to be seen for every team on a week-to-week basis. And obviously the more, you know, if you can pull out some of those wins, it gives you some confidence, but by the same token, it doesn't guarantee anything. So, yeah, it's something we want to learn from and, you know, improve upon and just see how it goes.
John, when you look at the Patriots' last three games, they have had very little Ty Warren and no Vince Wilfork. Has it been difficult to gauge what their defense has been like recently since those two, you know, main guys have not been in there?
Well, what you got to do is you got to put them in there, and, you know, in your planning, you put them in there, you understand a little bit what their skills are, a little bit what they like to do with them, you know, and try to guess, I guess, best guesstimate you can make in terms of how they're going to apply it, you know, what they're running lately. But, you know, they're going to be out there, so we're counting on them being there, and we're planning for them.
It sounds like it makes it difficult film study-wise since, you know, a lot of times teams look at the most recent games, but since they're not out there and they've changed a bunch of things and...
Yeah, we'll look at all the games. So, I mean, you know, we know we're going to get an NFL defense and we're going to get an NFL fronts and NFL coverages and whichever ones that they, you know, the Patriots make that tough anyway. I mean, that's something that I think they've done a great job of over the years. They're kind of week to week in their approach. So you can never really predict what you're going to get exactly with those guys. I think in the Super Bowl we played them in Philly, they came out, you know, with a whole new defense that they hadn't run all year. So I think that's just part of what they do well.
John, going into this week, how valuable for your young guys, and maybe Flacco in particular, is the experience of having gone through all this last year and the three playoff games you played there?
Well, you know, experience is always good, right? You know, and obviously it's a new week, new challenge, new year, everything's new. But having been in that environment is a big thing. And he kind of, you know, he's a competitive guy, and he's excited to play in games that are meaningful. And I guess because of those close losses, we've had a lot of meaningful games down the stretch here. So, you know, it's kind of a fresh experience for him that way, too.
Seems like he's gone through some growing pains the second half of the year. Is that accurate or fair?
I mean, we all go through growing pains, don't we? You know, you try to get better, and people have done a good job. You know, people are trying to win, you know, so they attack what you do. And, you know, he's had the benefit of that experience, I think.
Hey, John, one thing that Tom Brady said is that he hoped without Welker, maybe the Patriots' offense would be more difficult to prepare for just because they had become sort of so oriented around Welker. Is it more hard to prepare for him because maybe you don't know where those balls are going to where normally it'd be Welker?
Yeah, you know, I'd say yeah. It probably makes a good point, you know, but I think they're hard to prepare for anyway because, you know, all those balls were going to Welker, but all those balls were going to Welker. So if it was that easy to prepare for and defend, then people wouldn't have allowed that to happen. So, you know, I think that they're going to – he does a great job of putting the ball, you know, in the place it's got to be based on the coverage, based on who's open, and that kind of thing. So, you know, I think that's not going to change. Plus, they have a very good replacement. You know, it's a real credit to their personnel and to what Bill's done, you know, with the draft and things, that they would be able to bring a guy in that has this, you know, similar abilities to West, and they've developed him in that way. So, you know, it's a credit to what they've done.
John, has your secondary made some strides since the point where it was having some difficulties maybe around, you know, weeks 5 through 10-ish?
You mean weeks like 1 through 5-ish?
1 through 5-ish.
That's where we had most of our problems.
The Minnesota game stuck in my head.
Yeah, it was like 6, I think. Yeah, 5 or 6. But, yeah, I think we have. You know, we haven't given up big plays like we did early. You know, the Minnesota game and the San Diego game were two games where we gave up some really bad big plays that cost you games. So it cost us the Minnesota game. So we've done better with that. But, you know, we've also had some injuries back there. We've lost three corners this year who are now on IR, which is obviously tough. But I think the guys who stepped in have done, you know, a good job, and Chuck Pagano's done a good job of working with those guys.
Did losing Webb and Washington in December here force you guys to redraw some things too?
I don't think we've really changed our structure too much as far as what we're playing defensively, but, you know, it's just two more really good players out there that, you know, have really good skills that you don't have, so it just makes you thinner.
John, I understand, I think, Ray Rice's skill set, but how has he been able to catch so many passes? Like, what do you guys do schematically to get him the ball as much as he has?
Well, you know, it's like any running back. Line him up outside like the Patriots do. You run some of that stuff, empty sets. They do it with Kevin Falk, so he catches some of those balls. Obviously, he's nowhere near as accomplished as a guy like Kevin Falk has been over the course of his career at this stage, but check downs, things like that, just pretty much the standard ways.
But 70 or whatever he is, I mean, that's got to be a lot for a running back, right? I mean, are you at the point now where, because of the way he's effective, you're designing plays to get him the ball, or is it mostly check downs and blitz pickup and blitzes and stuff like that?
Yeah, well, guys get the ball based on who gets covered, you know, and sometimes you design it probably, and sometimes it's just a function of checking out or screens or whatever. But, you know, what we'd like to be a little bit like the Patriots in the sense we'd like to be able to spread it out across the board and just throw to the guy that they're really not covering as well. But that's, you know, that's something that is challenging.
Seems like his, like Rice's touches have gone way up since the last time you guys played these guys. I think he's got 1,600 yards from scrimmage the last 12 games. Is that just volume? Is that just getting him the ball more, or are you doing a lot of different things with him now?
Well, we've gotten him the ball more. We do get it to him in a lot of different ways. You guys are kind of alluding to that, which is, you know, certainly true. But it's a good player, you know. So, you know, when a good player makes plays, obviously he gets yards, and then you want to go back to him, and people gain confidence in him, and he makes another play, and he's done that for us. You know, he's got us back in some games. He's helped us, you know, pull away in some games. So, you know, he's just done a nice job. I think it's a credit to him, Wilbert Montgomery, our running back coach, who, as you know, had a great career. So, you know, I think it's a good player making plays.
What does it speak to Orr's versatility that you can play it, that he was able to so seamlessly switch sides?
Well, I don't know how often that happens in this league. You know, I'd like to see a stat or history on that for a rookie to come in and start and play really well and then go to the other side and start and play really well and really make a seamless transition from the right side to the left side. So I think it says a lot about his talent, but more than that, I think it talks to his work ethic, because that's kind of double the reps if you think about it, footwork wise, and then also understanding the mental part of it. He's really a smart guy and he really works hard at it.
There's a guy here that's kind of done the same thing. Vollmer's played both sides. Do you kind of see some? I don't know if they're similar players, but similar versatility there.
Yeah, you know, we really like Sebastian coming out. He was really high on our draft board, and then we ended up getting Michael, so that kind of preempted that, and the Patriots drafted him pretty high, so. Yeah, very, very smart guy, very hard worker. You know, he's huge. So, yeah.
Hey, John, how key is what Helody does for your defense, and how many different things are you able to do with him?
Well, you know, he does. We do move him around a little bit, and he's just a great player. So, he's a guy that's capable of controlling the inside part of that defense at times. You know, he's a physical guy. You know, similar to the type of guys the Patriots have in there. So. Real important to us. He's been productive. He's just hard to handle, especially if you just try to block him with one guy.
Yeah, for a guy his size, is it pretty unique about how he kind of gets after the quarterback too?
Well, he's an athlete, you know, and he's really, really explosive. I mean, I don't know if I've seen a guy with more lower body explosiveness up close, and certainly nobody that on a team I've coached. So he's got great athleticism and he's got great lower body explosiveness, which is probably pretty unusual for a guy his size.
Thanks a lot, John. I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. Yeah. Great talking to you.